your baby. Huh?
Jim Riggs owns Cross J Ranch with his wife. His family has ranched the land south of Wilcox for more than 100 years when his great-grandfather moved west after the Civil War. He has seen fire destroy rangeland and cows killed by mountain lions, but it is drought that has caused long-term change on the ranch. While driving through the property in his pickup truck, he points out dry dirt ditches that once naturally held water for cows. Riggs says they haven't filled since 1993.
It won't hold water. It just goes right down. Now, the bottom still holds water very well. But this was our dependable water supply, and it just wasn't always that dependable.
The polled Hereford cows he owns survive on native rangeland. There are no feed troughs in sight. Riggs relies on the sun and the rain to grow the grass that feeds his red-coated, hornless herd.
We were supposed to always keep 3 years of grass and 3 years of money at all times. Well, when the drought gets so severe, those things go.
In 2003, the drought forced Riggs to sell off 80% of his herd. He also took on a second job and applied for financial aid from the United States Department of Agriculture.
It helped me keep my cows, but more importantly, it helped me keep my business. It was a tool to be used, but it's one of those things that you don't rely on it until the money's in the bank.
Ranchers can apply for drought aid and other programs through local Department of Agriculture Farm Service offices. The Farm Bill creates and funds all government programs related to food and agriculture. The last Farm Bill expired in 2012, and Congress failed to pass a new version before the end of the year. Instead, Congress extended the former bill but did not set aside funding for 37 existing programs, including relief programs in Arizona that help ranchers coping with drought. Diana Casey is a state agricultural program specialist. She says there is not much they can do without federal funding.
Even though the Farm Bill has been extended, there's just no funding for these programs. We can tell them other programs that we have available that they may or may not be interested in, and that's about all we can do at this point.
The Livestock Forage Disaster Program was one of the programs eliminated. It provided direct payments to aid ranchers who could not feed their animals on pasture because of damage from drought or fire. Ranchers like Riggs use these funds to purchase food or irrigate crops. Stephanie Smallhouse is a vice president of the Arizona Farm Bureau, a non-government organization for ranchers and farmers. She says ranchers only use these programs in times of emergency.
You certainly don't want all of these farms and ranches going out of business when you're talking about your food supply.
Before the program was defunded, its use was on the rise. In 2010, the Farm Service Agency paid more than $2 million to Arizona ranchers, according to a report from the agency. In 2011, the amount doubled to almost $5.5 million, and in the southern Arizona counties of Pima, Santa Cruz, and Cochise, 79 people received about $1 million that year. Even with those payments, ranchers generally don't buy new animals to replace those lost. Riggs says building up his herd is a matter of holding back heifers from sale in order to preserve carefully cultivated genetics.
Keeping a good genetic strain on our ranch is something that we've developed and we're proud of, and that's what we market. And that is our competition with our neighbors on what we do, our quality of beef.
Smallhouse with the Farm Bureau says if ranchers do have to sell animals to make ends meet in dry times, they might get less for their beef because so many people are liquidating their herds.
A lot of things that are absolutely out of our control that affect our ability to stay in business. But, you know, that's just a chance that you take when you start in this business.
Ranchers can apply for other drought assistance programs, but many of these provide loans that must be paid back. And only ranchers with insurance who live in a disaster area designated by the USDA can apply. Riggs says when he really needed the loans, Cochise County didn't qualify as a disaster area.
I have to run my ranch as though that government doesn't even exist. And then as the programs come available and I can use them for my benefit, I do.
This year, all Arizona ranchers can apply for the emergency loan program because of the state's ongoing drought. But as of April 30th, there had been no applications, according to the State Department of Agriculture. Riggs says he has no plans to get an emergency loan. He says in the future, he would like to see fewer government programs and more community support.
The tragedies that can happen, but You know, around here, if a guy's barn burns down, all the neighbors show up and build him a new barn. I mean, that's what we do. That's what it's always been around here.
Congress is expected to write a new proposal before the Farm Bill extension expires once again on September 30th. I'm Mariana Dale, Arizona Public Media.